When Vince DiMaggio told his father, a fisherman, that he intended to become a professional baseball player, Giuseppe DiMaggio was outraged. How can you make a living playing a silly game? But when Vince came home one day, put $1,500 on the kitchen table, and said he'd earned it playing ball, Giuseppe turned to Vince's younger brothers, Joe and Dominic, and asked, "When are you going to play baseball?" Tom Clavin includes that story in The DiMaggio's Three Brothers, Their Passion for Baseball, Their Pursuit of the American Dream. The author joins me from WPPB in Southampton, New York. Tom Clavin, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me on the show. I've been looking forward to this.
Give us a sense of Giuseppe DiMaggio's background in order for us to understand how surprised he was that not just one but three of his sons could do just fine playing professional baseball.
Surprised is a mild word. I think astonished. They had a total of 9 children, Giuseppe and Rosalie DiMaggio, and 5 of them were sons, and this was very happy news for him because he expected they'd all become fishermen and help make money for the family, put food on the table. And that worked with the first 2 sons, but Vincent came along and he rebelled, and then Joseph played baseball, and then the youngest Dominic played baseball, and in the later years of his life, Giuseppe couldn't have been more pleased. He was very proud of his sons and all the attention he got going to the World Series games, but it was for him something that was totally unimaginable, that 3 of his sons would play this silly game called baseball and beyond that become very well off financially doing it.
Vince DiMaggio, who eventually played for several teams in the National League, introduced younger brother Joe to organized baseball on the West Coast. Do you think he was surprised when Joe's career took off the way Vince's never quite did?
Vince was a very good ball player, but Joe had that talent. He had a gift, and so I don't think he was surprised that Joe's career took off. Vince was a 2-time All-Star. He had power. He played mostly for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But he would have loved to play for the Yankees. He would have loved to share an outfield with Joe. It embittered him a little bit over time that Joe didn't really lift a finger. I mean, let's face it, he was Joe DiMaggio. If at any point he had said to Yankee management, "You know, I'd like my brother Vince to be on the team with me," they would have done it in a heartbeat.
Your book includes several anecdotes about exchanges between Joe and Dominic as they ran past each other between innings when the Yankees, for whom Joe played his entire career, faced Dom's Red Sox. Pick a favorite encounter for us.
Everybody is aware that Joe DiMaggio had a 56-game hitting streak in 1941, and that has never been broken. But Dominic in 1949 had a 34-game streak. He had started that streak on July 4th against the Yankees, and here it is, the 35th game after that. He's got 34 games. He's catching up on his brother. Of all people, you know, Joe's got to think, but it's my own brother who might break my record. And Dominic gets up against Vic Rashi, and he's 0-for-3 against Rashi. Gets up the 4th time, and he really connects with one, sends a screamer out to the outfield. Well, who was the one who tracked it down and nabbed it and broke his brother's hitting streak but Joe? For Joe, that was kind of revenge because in their exchanges and who had stolen base hits away from the other, Dominic was way ahead. He had robbed Joe of more hits than Joe had robbed him, so this was revenge for Joe.
Though folks might have expected 3 brothers all playing in the major leagues to be close, that really wasn't the case, was it?
Well, it wasn't. In the case of Vincent, because he was in the National League his entire career, he never really crossed paths during the season with either of his brothers. In the case of Joe and Dominic, because they were in the same league, they were rivals with the Red Sox and the Yankees, the competition was very fierce. So it wasn't like when they got together, they were all that chummy, certainly not on the field. I interviewed Yogi Berra for this book, and he talked about Dominic being a little bit more of the friendlier one. Yogi was friendlier with Dominic than he was with his teammate.
You include The Pursuit of the American Dream in the subtitle of The DiMaggios. With respect to that pursuit, Joe got most of the glory, and he was the one who married the movie star, Marilyn Monroe. But would it be an exaggeration to say the dream eventually went sour for him?
It did. He did not have a very happy life after baseball. Yes, he was always celebrated and insisted on being identified as the greatest living ball player. And he would always get the rousing standing ovations at Old Timers Day, and he never had to put his hand in his pocket. You know, drinks and meals were always on other people. But he was a pretty unhappy man. Obviously, his marriage to Marilyn Monroe didn't take. He never got married again. He just had one son with whom he was estranged for the rest of his life. And it was Dominic who really realized the American dream. After baseball, he became a very successful businessman. He and his wife, Emily, were married for 61 years. They had three children, the first three DiMaggio children of that generation to go to college. He had happiness, he had family, and he had money.
Yeah, you characterized Joe DiMaggio toward the end of his life. I'm quoting now. He was a captive of his own cult. And Dominic really turned out to be just the opposite. I mean, everybody that you spoke to had wonderful things to say about him and about how he brought up his family and even how he felt toward his brothers who didn't feel so great toward him.
Dominic was very, very involved with family, his own family, of course, his wife and his children, but the extended family. He had four brothers and four sisters, and he wanted to take care of all of them. He certainly, with a couple of his sisters, he helped them out when they needed some help financially. He tried to help Vince as best he could. He was the one who basically buried all his siblings. I mean, he came back from Joe's funeral. He said to his son, his oldest son, "I've now buried all my siblings. I'm the only one left." And that he had family right up until his last day, he died at the age of 92, was the realization of a happy life for him.
Tom Clavin is the author of The DiMaggios, Three Brothers, Their Passion for Baseball, Their Pursuit of the American Dream. The book is published by HarperCollins, and the author joined me from WPPB in Southampton, New York. Tom, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
If you'd like to win a copy of Tom Clavin's new book, The DiMaggios, follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio, then tweet at us with the hashtag DiMaggios this weekend. We'll pick a couple of lucky winners next week and follow them back to get in touch. That's on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. I'm gonna tell you just a